There's no generally accepted classification of gynecomastia. I think Grazer has defined this into true glandular stromal hypertrophy of the tissue, or a fatty or pseudo gynecomastia. Most cases are actually a combination of this. But by far the most widely used classification is that proposed by Simon's group in 1973, which basically divides breasts in the gynecomastia into either small, moderate, or large breasts. And that's tempered with whether the patient has got a skin excess or not. I think this is far more practical than...